903-796-6056. Here's the host of Prayer and Praise Friday, Pastor Richard T. Wade, with Cornerstone Assembly of God.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Prayer and Praise Friday. This is Pastor Richard T. Wade with Cornerstone Assemblies of God right here on KPYN. AM, FM, and KPYN.net. Thank you so much for joining in with me today. We appreciate you being here. I thank the Lord that you give me an opportunity to pray with you, to pray for you, and just to give God praise, glory, and honor because He is totally worth it. Amen. And so give me a call this morning if you got a prayer need or praise report. That number is 903-796-6056. Again, 903-796-6056. You can watch us on Facebook at the Cornerstone Assemblies of God Facebook page. Go ahead and comment your prayer needs, your praise reports, and we will get those taken care of. And so just good morning to you. I know I've said it a time or two, but I'm loving this weather. This is my time of year. I like a good crisp morning. It just makes me feel good, makes me happy. And so I just kind of feel like, you know, those like a new calf or, you know, colt or something like that, you know, on these crisp mornings when they're bouncing around out in the pasture chasing each other and kind of kicking around and snorting. That's how I feel. That's how I feel when it's, you know, 60 degrees in the morning when I get up and come to prayer. And so I'm excited about it. I'm loving it. And just give God praise and glory. This morning I do have a passage I want to read to you, but before I get to that passage, I want to just praise the Lord. This past Wednesday was Fields of Faith here at Rabbit Stadium, hosted by Fellowship of Christian Athletes, whose director is Eric Aiken. And many, many churches come together to sponsor, and businesses sponsored this event to take place, Cass County Fields of Faith. And so I am so excited about the turnout. They said judging by the capacity of the stadium and things of that nature that we probably had 12 to 1300. So I'm just saying 1250 people show up to the Fields of Faith, which is awesome. We handed out well over 600 burgers. And so we're excited about that. We had a wonderful time serving in that capacity. But more importantly than the turnout, than the burgers, and the worship was great, the speaker was great, the testimonies from the students were amazing, but there were 37 decisions for Christ. And so, of course, now we know that we've got to plug in with these kids, follow through with these kids. Some of them had home churches, and so they will be having a family to love on. Others did not, and so we as a church community reach out to them and just love on them and disciple them, bring them into the fold. But praise the Lord that 37 people, and primarily young people, made a choice for Christ. They made that decision that, you know what, I need Jesus. And so they accepted Him and so invited Him into their hearts and lives. And so I'm just excited about that. That's a win. That's a success. And so I've heard it said time and time again, no matter how much an event or something costs, if you can have one person make a choice to come to Christ, it's totally worth it. And I agree with that statement. But to have an event and have 37 make a first-time choice for Christ, but then there were others who came down for prayer for just different things. And so who knows how many were ministered to? Who knows how many were touched by the Lord? That we don't know that number. There's no way to know that number. But to know that over 1,000 people heard the good news gospel, that Jesus Christ is the answer. He's the answer for our sin problem. He is the answer for depression. He is the answer for loneliness. He is the answer for healing. He is the answer for discouragement. He's the answer. I love the testimonies, and I loved what the speaker had to say, in that he had a life where he knew Christ. He served him all of his life, talked about from the age of 6 years old, baptized at 13. But he still had a life of struggles. He still had things that he had to overcome and things he had to go through. And I love that message because that's the truth. When you come into relationship with Christ, that doesn't mean that everything is just perfect and you never have an issue ever again. No, there will be battles. There will be struggles. But praise the Lord when He is on your side and when He is fighting for you, when He is helping you through the situations, when He's helping you through the battle, so you don't have to stay on the defeated side. You can be victorious. You can find a victory, and Christ is the one to bring those victories. And so I just wanted to give God praise for that very thing, that we had a wonderful, wonderful turnout for Fields of Faith. And so thank you. If you're listening and your company sponsored you individually, your church, thank you. If you served in some way, thank you. And we just give God the praise. And so we're just excited about it. And so Miss Judy Connor, she's commented here. She says, hey, I've had my surgery and I just want to sing God's praises. She says, thank you for praying. And she's giving me some accolades here. And so I'm not even going to read all that. And so, and yes, we are praying for Miss Betty O'Neill as well. And so, and continuing to pray for you, Miss Judy, and your recovery from this surgery, and just believe in God for favor and believe in God for complete healing. And so I just, God is good, and we had a wonderful time. And I just thank each and everybody for all the roles that you played, from picking up trash, handing out water, handing out life books, working the altar services, helping us cook hamburgers, pack up the hamburgers, assemble the hamburgers, hand the hamburgers out there. It was not a one church event. It was multiple churches, which is exactly the will of God, that we are being fitted together by the Holy Spirit. And so churches of different denominations and opinions working together to present the good news gospel of Jesus Christ to a broken and a hurting world. That's what took place Wednesday. And I am so very thankful for each and every one of them. And so praise the Lord. Amen. Well, this morning I want to read to you a passage out of Hebrews chapter 12. My verse of the day was Hebrews 12:11 this morning. But as I began to read this chapter in its entirety, this morning I want to read to you Hebrews 12, verses 11 through 15. Hebrews 12, 11 through 15, it says, now no discipline seems to be joyful at the time, but grievous. Yet afterward it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness in those who have been trained by it. Therefore, lift up your tired hands and strengthen your weak knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame go out of joint, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all men, and the holiness without which no one will see the Lord, watching diligently so that no one falls short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up to cause trouble, and many become defiled by it. Whew, this is a powerful passage, a powerful passage. Again, verse 11, this is in Hebrews chapter 12. No discipline seems to be joyful at the time, but grievous. Yet afterwards, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness in those who have been trained by it. And so what this verse is saying is, you know, none of us like discipline. I was raised in a good old-fashioned country home where I got my rear end spanked. And, you know, my mom and daddy, they believed in applying the Board of Education to the seat of my understanding. And we got whipped. you know, I'm not saying that this is the way it should be done, but my mama whipped you with whatever she could grab. I've been whipped with a water hose, a fly swat, an extension cord, a paddle, you know, a belt, her hand, just whatever, whatever it needed. And I'm okay. I turned out all right. I did not like it in that moment. None of us do. And so when discipline comes from the Word, when the Holy Spirit convicts us and brings about discipline, when He makes it aware to us that there are things that need to change in our lives, we don't like it in that moment. But verse 11 says, but yet afterwards, for those who are trained by it. And so I want to talk about that for a second. Those who are trained by it. That means that we've got to be willing to listen or to heed the correction. And so when the Lord tells us stop doing something or start doing something, then we need to listen. And when we are trained by that discipline, there is a peaceful fruit of righteousness that can be enjoyed afterwards. And so while in the moment the discipline may not be fun, it may not be enjoyable, if we will listen to the, if we will accept, if we will receive the discipline, there is a peaceful fruit of righteousness that shall be enjoyed by those who will accept the correction, who will be trained by it, learn from our mistakes. And then verse 12 goes in, it says, therefore lift up your tired hands. I know you may be tired. I know you may be weary. I know you may feel like giving up, but this scripture says, raise those tired hands unto the Lord, a sign of surrender, a time of worship, saying, God, I can't do this. I'm tired. I'm done. I'm finished. But I'm going to surrender myself to you. Lift up those tired hands and strengthen your weak knees. Don't bow down in defeat. Don't kneel down for the enemy to take off your head. No, strengthen those weak knees. Having put on the full armor of God, stand, strengthen your knees and make straight the path. And so remove clutter from your life. When you have these things in your life that's beginning to trip you up, that's causing you to get off course, that's taking away time from you that you need to be spending with the Lord, time that would be better spent in prayer, in worship, when there's things in your lives that get you down, when you realize, you know what, when I do this and when I do that, I just feel that I'm separated from God. I just feel overcome. I feel defeated. Begin to clear these things out. Make straight your path so that the lame joints won't have way to give way, but rather that you be healed. Verse 14 goes on, it says, pursue peace with all men. Pursue peace. Also, pursue holiness, because without it, no one will see the Lord. I'm not talking about a dress code. I'm talking about a condition of the heart. I'm talking about a life that is seeking to please God, a life that is looking to be set apart and used for the glory of God, a life that has become a living sacrifice. And so seek holiness, watching diligently. Look, we've got to take heed. We've got to have our eyes open. It's time to wake up, church. It is time. It is time. It is time. I'm not even going to get into all the political stuff. I'm not even going to get into what's going on in Israel. I'll make mention of it. But I'm telling you, church, and those who aren't in the church, hear me, laugh at me if you will. You'll be sorry for it in the days to come. We better be ready. Verse 15 says, watch diligently that no one falls short of the grace of God. And so this idea that I've one day made this choice and now I'm good to go for the rest of my life, the book of Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 15, it is warning us it is possible to fall short of the grace of God. And so we need to watch diligently that we are pursuing peace and we are pursuing holiness. Now, to pursue peace is not to sit down and quit. I was having a conversation this morning about just giving in and giving up. No, we must fight a spiritual battle. There is spiritual warfare at hand. There is an enemy. There are powers and principalities that are looking to steal your faith. It's looking to get you to give up and to quit. And that's the only way the enemy can win, is if you quit. But as long as you keep pursuing the face of God, as long as you pursue holiness, he is defeated. Because watch diligently that so no one falls short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up to cause trouble, and many become defiled by it. When we stop seeking peace, which how do we find peace? Forgiveness. So when we walk in unforgiveness, when we're not letting go of things, when we're holding on to everything, when we're not seeking to have a heart after God and to look at people the way God looks at them, we're not seeking holiness. And so when we lack a pursuit of peace, when we lack a pursuit of holiness, then we slip into the dangers of falling from the grace of God, and then a bitter root will spring up. Bitterness springs up inside, and when bitterness shows up, it's going to cause trouble, and many people will be defiled by it. Many people will be led astray because their hearts become hardened because they refuse to walk in peace. Therefore, bitterness set in. And when bitterness sets in, it's a dangerous place to find yourself spiritually. And so I know I've been preaching. I know I've just preached plumb through a commercial break. It'll be all right. But this morning, I need you to know that the Word of God tells us that we need to listen to the Word of God. We need to be trained by discipline through the Word. I'm not talking about beating somebody up. I'm not talking about being mean-spirited. I'm talking about, what does the Word of God say? I have a meme that I'm going to share here in the next day or two on Facebook, but it's this guy, and he's got about 50 sets of glasses on his head. You know, they're on his forehead, and some's on his eyes. He's got probably 20, being real. 20 people. Pairs of glasses on his face, and it says, "This is me trying to find your opinion in the Bible." And it's like, that's the truth. I'm not too concerned about what the one-liners are saying. I'm not concerned about what society says. I don't care what the gurus are saying. What does the Word of God say? And the Word of God says, discipline is not joyful at the time, but afterwards, if you have allowed yourself to be trained from the discipline, there is a peaceful, I love that, a peaceful fruit of righteousness. And so when you are walking in the righteousness of Christ, when the holiness of God, when the peace of God is evident in your life, there it is. The peace of God. There is a peaceful fruit of righteousness in those who have been trained. Therefore, while your hands may be tired, lift them up in surrender and praise to Almighty God. While your knees may be weak and you might be ready to give in and give up, strengthen those knees and stand firm on the Word of God and the promise of God, and allow Himself to be made known in your lives. Clear out the path of clutter and walk straight to Jesus and nowhere else. Pursue peace, pursue holiness, and watch diligently that no one falls short of the grace of God, and be aware of a root of bitterness that is trying to spring up, and it will cause you trouble, and it will be the very thing that defiles many. And so this morning, just hear the Word of God. Discipline is good. Be trained from it and enjoy the peaceful fruit of righteousness that is the very consequence of being trained from our mistakes, being trained in the discipline of the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, glory. I better get to praying. And so if you've got a prayer need this morning, if you've got a praise report, give me a call. That number is 903-796-6056. If you've got a prayer need, you can comment that on Facebook, and we will get that taken care of. I'm seeing the few that have showed up here, and so I will get those on the list, and we will get those taken care of. And so, amen. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we magnify your holy name. Lord, today I lift up Will Davis to you, God. I just pray for healing. Father God, I just pray for relief from pain and complications with leukemia, complications with diabetes. Lord God, we just believe for a healing in his body. We bind a fever in Jesus' name, and that you continue to work in him. I thank you, God, for the promise that the stripes that Christ Jesus bore paid for the healing of the believer, and that the prayer of faith will save the sick. And so, God, we ask that you just make yourself known to Will Davis today. Lord, for Brother James Stalkup, God, I thank you for the days of good rehab that he has had, good therapy. I thank you, Lord, that he has been able to stand up and to walk some. Lord God, still needing more strength, still needing help in and out of the bed. But God, I thank you for the improvements that are there. Father, for whatever's going on in his stomach and intestines, God, we believe for a healing, and that you just minister to him. For Sister Lola, God, and this cut on her leg, I thank you, God, that it is healing. God, we bind any kind of infection in Jesus' name. God, we pray for a total healing and relief, Lord God, and a speedy recovery. For Jason, Lord, we pray against cancer in Jesus' name. We're praying, God, that cancer will die and Jason live. I pray, Lord, that you comfort him, give him peace, Lord God, and strengthen him. For Ken and Jeannie Bivens, Lord God, we just pray for healing. We pray for strength and recovery, God, in them. And we thank you, Lord, that Sister Jeannie is doing well after the stroke. We give you the glory for that. Lord, today for Esther Holland, we pray for healing. God, we pray that you would flood her eyes with light that she may see. Father, I bind the lies of the enemy. I pray, Lord God, that you just do a work and you make yourself known in her life. Lord, for Lynn Williams, we lift him before you, God, praying for healing. God, praying for comfort for he and his family, for peace and understanding, and that you just make yourself known. Lord God, for Betty O'Neill, Lord, we just lift her before you and the family, just praying, God, for comfort. Lord, you call yourself comforter, and so I ask, God, that through the working of your Holy Spirit, you do just that and comfort her. For Russell Douglas, God, we just pray for strength. Lord God, as I know he struggles with the pain in his hip and a hernia, and God, we believe that you are more than able. For Russell Bramblett, Lord God, I thank you for these job interviews. I thank you for favor. Pray, God, that you continue to make yourself known and that you just make it clear on what path for him to take. For Donna Williams, Lord God, I thank you for a successful surgery. I pray, God, that you continue to minister to her in a quick recovery. For Sister LaDonna, Lord, we just pray for healing. We pray for strength. For the Mortons, God, I pray for wisdom. For Tim and Joe, God, we believe for a healing in Jesus' name. For Sister Barbara Whittington, God, I pray for healing. For Bobby Riggins, Lord, total healing in Jesus' name. And God, we give you the glory, because you are so worthy. And so, Father, we just thank you for who you are and what you've done. And I give you the glory for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Well, it's time for me to head to a break. If you've got a prayer need or a praise report, give me a call. That number is 903-796-6056. Again, 903-796-6056. If you're watching on Facebook, on the Cornerstone Assemblies of God Facebook page, go ahead and comment your prayer needs and praise reports. We'll be right back.
I hate coming to the dentist. Is this going to hurt?
Not at all. Open wide and say, ah.
Ah.
Where's that music coming from? That's odd. There's a mariachi in your mouth.
I guess it's because I ate at Amigo Juan Mexican Cafe on Loop 59 in Atlanta. At Amigo Juan, the Mexican food is so good, it's like a mariachi in your mouth.
Amigo Juan Mexican Cafe, Loop 59, Atlanta. It's so good, it's like a mariachi in your mouth. Amigo Juan.
Here's your Cass County weather forecast. Today, partly sunny and a high of 80. Overnight tonight, mostly clear and a low of 54. Saturday, sunny and a high of 69. The weather was brought to you by Texarkana Emergency Center and Hospital. Make an appointment at 903-838-8000. In the Weather Center, this is Braden Oliver for KPYN 103.9 FM and 900 AM.
Listen to all the Texas Rangers games live right here on KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM in Atlanta.
Here comes the pitch. Breaking ball, strike three call. The Rangers are going to the World Series.
Hi, I'm Mitch Garver. Listen to all the excitement of Texas Rangers baseball games live right here on KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM in Atlanta.
The swing, a high fly down the left field line. It is hooking deep in the corner. Way back.
Listen to all the Texas Rangers games live right here on KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM in Atlanta.
Hi, I'm Mark Mathias. Listen to all excitement of Texas Rangers baseball games live right here on KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM in Atlanta.
Listen to all the Texas Rangers games live right here on KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM in Atlanta.
KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM is your radio home for the original Trading Post. Listen every weekday morning, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 9, Friday from 7 to 10, and Saturday 7 to 9. Everything bought, sold, or traded on the original Trading Post will be posted on the Trading Post page. Simply go to kpyn.net, click on the Trading Post page, and see everything that was called in on the original Trading Post, including garage sales and yard sales. It's all on the Trading Post page. Brought to you by Sonic, America's Drive-In, Loop 59 in Atlanta. Listen to the Trading Post and shop the Trading Post page on our website at kpyn.net. Brought to you by Sonic, America's Drive-In, Loop 59, Atlanta.
North Caddo's Real Rock, K104.1 FM and 1320 AM in Vivian, has added a new station in Atlanta, Texas. Now you can listen to K104.1 FM in Atlanta on 95.5 FM. That's right.
No punk, no funk, no elevator junk.
Just real rock, like Led Zeppelin, The Rolling Stones, Tom Petty, and more. We're North Caddo and Cass County's Real Rock Stations. K104.1 FM and 1320 AM in Vivian
and 95.5 FM in Atlanta.
You're listening to your radio station for the original Trading Post. Monday through Saturday mornings, KPYN Atlanta and K280GV Atlanta, 103.9 FM and 900 AM.
Well, good morning, good morning. We are back. This is Pastor Wade right here on KPYN AM, FM, and KPYN.net. This is Prayer and Praise Friday. You got a prayer need, a praise report, give me a call. That number is 903-796-6056. You can watch us online at Cornerstone Assemblies of God Facebook page. Comment your prayer needs and your praise reports, and we will get those taken care of. God is good. I've given him praise for Fields of Faith. It was a success, and we just thank God for what he did there and for lives that were changed and ministered to. Coming up, not this coming Monday through Friday, but the next Monday through Friday, the 23rd through the 27th, is time for community revival, and so there will be a community revival service every night at 7 p.m. at a different church location. And I thought I had that list before me, but I do not. I know the first night is at Lake Country Baptist Church. The second night, I believe, is at Victory Baptist Church. Third night is First Baptist All Day Street. Thursday night is Center Hill Baptist with Brother Don Sheffield, and Friday night is Holly Street Church of God with Pastor Vernon Gross. And I'm almost positive I did that from memory, so if I got it backwards, forgive me. But that is the 23rd through the 27th of this month. It is going to be a blessing. It's going to be a great time in the Lord. And so mark your calendars and make every attempt to be there, because that's what we're praying for, is a community of faith. We are praying for a community of faith and believing God to do what God can do. Amen. And so I was telling those who are watching on Facebook, Allie and I, my wife and I, we had a change of plans for our weekend. We are not spur-of-the-moment people, but Wednesday morning I received an invitation to a gather house night of worship and the fellowship worship workshop Saturday or tomorrow. And so we saw that, we accepted it, and we jumped on it. And so about noon today, noon 30, we're heading to Houston, and we're going to spend the evening in worship with Ryan Kennedy, which is Charity Gale's husband, and Charity and that whole gather house team, just for a night of worship, and then a worship workshop tomorrow from 9 to 1:30. And so we're just excited about it. So I've got Charity's newest song pulled up, Name Above All Names. She has given us permission to play her music on this show. And so it's a long song because this is a live recording, and so there's worship in it. But I'm going to play a couple of minutes of it, because this is prayer and praise. And so we're going to worship the King of Kings, because it is, he has the name that is above all names. So let's just take a couple of minutes, listen to this song from Charity Gale, Name Above All Names, and let's just give God the glory. Name higher, no name greater. I love in the verse 2 of this song, it says that the perfect sacrifice, your body broken, as you restored to us what sin had stolen. Once and for all, you tore the veil wide open. Your power is stronger still. And so this morning, I just want to encourage you to know the truth of this gospel message, that no matter what you've gone through, no matter the sin stricken life that we've had, no matter what the wage of sin has stolen from us, no matter that battle, the perfect sacrifice of Christ on the cross of Calvary, His body broken for my behalf, broken for your behalf, it has restored to us. There is a complete victory in the finished work of Christ, who He is and what He has done. And so once and for all, He has torn the veil, signifying that the very presence of God now can dwell within, because sin debt had been paid. Your power is stronger still. I'm telling you, Jesus is still the strongest thing in all of eternity. The name that is above all names, His perfect sacrifice. Amen. And so this morning, know that when I'm talking about pursuing holiness, pursuing peace, when I'm talking about receiving discipline through the Word of God and having a peaceful fruit of righteousness, it is all made available through what Christ did at the cross of Calvary. We've got to go to a break. We'll be right back, and we will finish up praying and giving God praise.
List your property with Frank Lanier at East Texas Realty. He'll work hard to make sure that it sells at a price it's worth, and he'll do the best to advertise the property and show it to as many real estate agents and prospective buyers as possible. You can expect the same personal service from Frank when you're looking to buy a property too. Frank Lanier, a graduate of Texas A&M who wants to help you with your real estate needs. Call Frank Lanier at East Texas Realty in Linden at 903-756-7781.
KPYN AM, FM, and .net is your radio station for the original Trading Post. The Trading Post airs Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m., Friday, 7 a.m. till 10 a.m., and Saturday, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. The original Trading Post is hosted by Jim Big D Davenport.
Hello, Jim. I have an item that I would like to put on the Trading Post this morning.
Buy, sell, trade live on air. Get local news, sports, weather, church news, community news, this day in history, local birthdays, celebrity birthdays, funeral announcements, and much, much more. Keep up with all the local garage sales, yard sales, and estate sales. Hear from interesting guests. It's all on the morning show, often imitated, never duplicated. The original Trading Post.
Hello, Jim. Got a couple of items I want to put on Trading Post this morning.
Monday through Thursday morning, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. Friday, 7 a.m. till 10 a.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
This is John McCormack, preacher for the Cass County Church of Christ. Listen to our program, Just the Bible, every Tuesday at 10 a.m. You can email us your Bible questions, and we'll answer it live on the air. CassCountyChurchOfChrist@gmail.com. At the Cass County Church of Christ, we preach just the Bible.
Listen to Just the Bible with John McCormack, Tuesday mornings at 10 on KPYN. Today's news, sports, and Christian talk.
This is your radio home for Texas Rangers baseball.
KPYN Atlanta and K280GV Atlanta, 103.9 FM and 900 AM.
Well, good morning, good morning. We are back. This is Pastor Wade right here on KPYN AM, FM, and KPYN.net. You got a prayer need, a praise report, give me a call. That number is 903-796-6056. You can watch us on Cornerstone Assemblies of God Facebook page. Comment your prayer needs, your praise reports. Love to see you there and get that in. And thank you for those of you who have commented. I want to read this passage to you once more today, and then we'll get into praying before we run out of time. The show just doesn't go long enough anymore for me. And so I need 2 hours, not just one. But Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews 12, starting in verse 11 and reading through verse 15. No discipline seems to be joyful at the time, but grievous. Yet afterwards, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness in those who have been trained by it. Therefore, lift up your tired hands and strengthen your weak knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame go out of joint, but rather be healed. Be healed. Pursue peace with all men, and the holiness without which no one will see the Lord, watching diligently so that no one falls short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up to cause trouble, and many become defiled by it. So this morning, I understand that discipline isn't always fun, but know that if we learn from it, it produces a peaceful fruit of righteousness. Today, if you feel like giving up, if you feel like you've reached your end, I encourage you to lift up those tired hands unto the Lord. Reach out to Jesus and allow him to take hold. Strengthen those weakened knees and stand firm on the promise of God that greater is he who is in us than greater than he who is in the world. And that if God be for me, who can be against me? That the Lord will take what the enemy has meant for evil and he will work it to the good for those who love him. That God has created in me a new creation. That I am no longer the old man, but I have become new, and that I have a promise from the Lord, and the very answer to those promises in Christ Jesus are yes and amen, that he will strengthen me. Acts 4 and verse 26 through 30. Go to the Lord in prayer, and though schemes of the enemy and attacks come against us, that we would ask the Lord to stretch forth his hand to heal the sick and to confirm the word with signs and wonders, and that he will fill us with a boldness to declare his word, but that we will be a people who will receive discipline, who will walk in correction, who will trust that the Lord is working it out for our good. Amen. Because guess what? As Charity's song so wonderfully says, and as the Word of God reminds us, that Jesus is the name above all names, and his power is stronger still. All praise to the name above all names. Jesus, you reign, because your name is the name above all names. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that because the name of Jesus is the name that is above all names, we can enter boldly unto the throne of grace, Lord, making our petitions known unto you, and that you do hear the cries of your people. Father, forgive us today. Cleanse us. Cause us, Lord, to be upright in your sight. Wash us in the blood of the Lamb. Lord, today I lift up Stacy Hood to you, God, praying for a complete healing. God, I thank you for the work that you have begun and are doing. I thank you, God, that she is so much better. And so, Lord, we are believing for a complete healing. For Cade Hood, Lord God, we pray a hedge of protection around him. Pray, God, that as he is serving his country, Lord, that you would encourage him and give him peace of mind. Help him, Lord, to walk in a peace that passes all understanding. Father, I bind the lies of the enemy, the schemes of the enemy. I pray, Lord, that the voice of your spirit would be the loudest voice that he hears. Minister to him and cause yourself to be made known. For Brother Brian Peck, as he ministers to a family today in a funeral, a hard funeral, Father God, that you strengthen him. Anoint him, Lord God, to declare your word. I pray, God, that as he preaches your word and ministers under your unction, that the power of your spirit will comfort those under his hearing, and that through the strength of your spirit, you will strengthen him, God, to stand and to declare the message that is given unto him. Seasoned with grace and mercy, God. And so, Father, we ask that you just work in him and work through him. Anoint him to do what you've called him to do in Jesus' name. For the McCullough family, Lord, that's been battling COVID, we just believe, God, for healing. God, I pray a hedge of protection around their household. I pray, God, that you strengthen them, renew them, just remind them of who you are. Lord God, for Ricky Campbell, we pray for healing in his voice and in his throat. Father God, this weekend, as there's a team from CMA who is going to the prisons in Bryant, Lord God, I pray for strength for them. I pray for divine encounters. I pray, God, that you administer to them in a way that only you can. Father God, as The CMA ministry gathers this week for leadership training in a time of refreshing and renewal. I pray, Lord, that you minister to each and every one of them. For Brother Robert Miller today, as he has been battling a cough, Lord God, and just sinuses, we believe for a total healing in Jesus' name. For Allie, Lord God, these sinuses and weather change has kind of battled her, Lord God. I just pray, God, for healing in her body. I pray, Lord, for the Grandersons, Lord God, that you strengthen them, that you minister to them. For Brother Granderson, God, we say healed and completely whole in Jesus' name. I pray, God, that for supernatural wisdom, Lord, to be given unto them as what's going on. I thank you, God, that every test done has come back with a good report. Lord, we are believing that you have started a work in Brother Granderson and that you are going to bring it to pass. Lord God, for Lillian and her pregnancy, God, we pray for health for her and the baby both. I pray, God, for Brother Ron Hood and his knee. Lord, we just believe for total healing. I pray, God, for comfort in Jesus' name for Dennis Brewer as he has a procedure today. I pray, God, that you make yourself known, minister to him in Jesus' name. For Emmy, Lord God, and baby Aisley, born healthy and whole this morning. I thank you, God, for a healthy mama and a healthy baby. And so, Lord, I pray that you continue to minister to them. I pray your anointing upon this baby, that she will declare the works of the Lord. I pray, God, for Emmy, that in this season, God, you have made yourself known to her like never before. Father God, for Sister Janie Miller, who I heard this morning give birth to their baby girl. And so, Father, I thank you for a healthy mama and healthy baby. And I just pray, God, that you continue to be with them both. Anoint them, Lord God, to do what you have called them to do. And Lord, I thank you for the Miller family and their devotion to you. And so, God, I just thank you for their friendship. I thank you, God, for what they do and mean to the kingdom of God, and we give you the glory for that. Lord, today for Cody Harris, we're just believing, God, that you minister to him, that you make yourself known to him, flood his eyes with light, that he may see. Lord God, for the Wilsons today, for Trey and Bailey, God, you know the desires of their heart. Lord, I know that there's been different battles of sicknesses, and so, God, today we are believing for victory. Victory, God, that you heal them, that you minister to them, that you bring peace and understanding and wisdom, and, Lord, that the desires of their heart would be in tune with you and that they would hear that yes and amen in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for who you are. Lord, I thank you for this community revival coming. I pray, God, that hearts and lives will be changed. Father, I bind a spirit of religion that would divide. And I pray, God, that your word would be the authority of all. Your whole word, the full gospel, not lacking any, Lord, that we would not twist or pervert, but we would read the word and take it for what it is, and that we would understand we need to pursue peace and pursue holiness, because without it, we shall not see you. That we would be diligent and walking and watching that no one falls short of the grace of God. And Father, that we would pray that no bitter root would set up in anyone that will defile us and cause trouble. But Lord, that we would receive correction and discipline, and that we would walk in the peaceful fruit of righteousness, God, and we give you the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. We got to run to a break. We'll be right back.
1975. You can rely on Jerry Berry AC and Electric for all your heating, air conditioning, and electrical needs. Jerry Berry is an authorized American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. However, they service all brands. Service contracts are also available. Call Mike at Jerry Berry AC and Electric at 903-756-7616. That's 903-756-7616.
Sarah Evans' Go Tell It on the Mountain Christmas Tour is coming to the Perot Theater in Texarkana, Friday, November 24th at 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale at the Perot Theater box office and at perottheater.org.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining.
Sarah Evans' Go Tell It on the Mountain Christmas Tour, Friday, November 24th, 8 p.m. at the Perot.
Oh, come on, ye faithful.
Tickets start at just $37 for the Sarah Evans Go Tell It on the Mountain Christmas Tour. Friday, November 24th, 8 p.m. at the Perot Theater. Sarah Evans.
Go tell it on the mountain.
For complete details on the Sarah Evans Go Tell It on the Mountain Christmas Tour at the Perot, go to Perot.
Listen live every Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 for Prayer and Praise Friday, hosted by Cornerstone Assembly of God. Pastor Richard T. Wade will pray for you or with you. Just call 903-796-6056 to pray.
Amen, amen. Give me a call, 903-796-6056. Don't know why some of those commercials are cutting short like that. But anyway, this is the final segment of the show. We got a little over a minute and a half left. Give me a call. If you've got a prayer need, a praise report, go ahead and comment those on Facebook. We'll get them taken care of. I want to read to you again Hebrews chapter 12, verses 11 through 15. Now, no discipline seems to be joyful at the time, but grievous. Yet afterward, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness in those who have been trained by it. Therefore, lift up your tired hands and strengthen your weak knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame go out of joint, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all men and the holiness without which no one will see the Lord, watching diligently so that no one falls short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up and cause trouble, and many become defiled by it. This morning, be encouraged in the word of God. Know that the Lord loves you, and even in correction, while it may not be enjoyable in the moment, that there is a fruit of righteousness that will be bore from that time. To trust the God, to walk in peace one with another. Don't give up. Lift up those weary hands and give God the praise that is due unto him. Strengthen those tired and weak knees and stand firm on the promise of God, knowing that he will see you through. Know that I love you. God loves you. There is hope for today and there is hope for tomorrow. And that hope is found in Jesus Christ, who he is and what he's done. Father, we love you and we magnify you. Father, today I pray a blessing over those who have allowed us to come into their hearts and lives for this day. Father, I pray that you continue to minister to them and show them peace and understanding, flood their eyes with light. Father, for the community of faith, I pray, God, that you continue to minister to them. Make yourself known like never before. Father, I pray for healing for those who are sick. I pray for comfort for those who have experienced loss. I pray, God, for victory for those who are bound, for those who are battling depressions and anxiety. I pray, God, that the peace of that passes all understanding, your peace, God, that will guard our hearts and minds, be made known unto them today. Father, we love you, we magnify you, and we give you all glory and honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. I will see you next Friday from 10 to 11. Know again that I love you. God love you. Thank you for joining in with me today. Thank you for everybody who came out to Fields of Faith and helped make it a success. Go and be blessed today in Jesus' name. I'll see you later.
That's your community calendar from KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
This is the radio home for Texas A&M Aggies football, basketball, and baseball. KPYN Atlanta and K280GV Atlanta, 103.9 FM and 900 AM. KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM is Cass County's undisputed sports leader. Keep up with your favorite Cass County football team Mondays right here on the High School Coaches Shows. Listen every Monday during the high school football season for our High School Football Coaches Shows. Listen to the Atlanta Rabbits Head Football Coaches Show Mondays at 10 a.m. live at the Rabbit Patch in downtown Atlanta with KPYN's Jim Big D Davenport and Rabbit.